Congratulations, Senator Tim Scott.
Thank you. It is always good to be back on the I Love Ann show because I love Ann.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I wanted you to call this morning. I know you only have a few minutes, but do you remember, when was it, 2011, that we sat down and you were getting ready to become Congressman Jeff Duncan, or Congressman Tim Scott, in Jeff Duncan's office?
Yes, it was a great conversation, and frankly, one of the things I've admired about you is your strong stance on conservatism and your strong biblical foundation. It is truly the two keys to the success and the significance of our future as a nation and as individuals in this great nation.
Well, you are right, and you have really, I tell you what, you have some new committees and some committees I know that you're probably very excited to be on.
Yes, ma'am, and I do. I am excited about continuing on the HELP Committee, which has a lot to focus on education, and I'm also excited to join the Finance Committee so that we can tackle this complex, antiquated tax code, and join the Banking Committee so that we can hopefully find a way to have free markets and capitalism rule the day.
That's right. So you've got a lot to say. What do you think in one sentence, what do you think the new year holds for us up there with Congress?
Well, in a word, pain. It's going to be a difficult path forward. In a sentence, I would say pain mixed with optimism leads to measured progress in reasonable time.
I sure hope you're right, Tim. A lot of people are counting on the Republicans to lead and not bungle this. And quite frankly, I'm a little concerned about whether y'all can lead up there.
Going to be difficult, without any question. The numbers that we have in the Senate, they are not high enough for us to get legislation done on our own. Therefore, I believe we're going to have to find common ground without compromise. Common ground on issues like education, common ground on issues like tax reform. I am not willing to compromise our position as conservatives to move an agenda forward, but we can find common ground on those issues that are in the interest of America's future. If we do that, it will be painful, but it will be progress.
So good to talk to you. I know, is your mom up there with you?
She is not. She's home in South Carolina. It is snowing here, and I'm glad she's there. I certainly love being home, but it's time, as you said, to go to work and get the hard work accomplished and started.
Well, God bless you, Tim Scott. I really appreciate you working me in for 5 minutes here just to be able to say congratulations and reminisce about, just for a minute, about where it all started.
Well, I tell you, you're the only radio show that I'm doing this morning because I have great affection for you and your stance and your integrity. And I will tell you, we have a lot of great radio stations throughout South Carolina. I would love to be on them all, but when I had to pick one, I did choose you.
Thank you so much, Senator Tim Scott. God bless and good luck.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.